The Courage to Lead, Episode 20.
You're listening to the IB4E Coaching Podcast.
Brought to you by IB4E Coaching, business coaching for executives, entrepreneurs, and small business professionals. Learn more at ib4e-coaching.com.
Hey, Coach Harlan here. Welcome back to the podcast. Hope you guys are having a great week. I am having a phenomenal week, and I'm excited to introduce you to a very good friend of mine, Tammy Lanier. Tammy Lanier is a native entrepreneur of Atlanta's South Side, and she's worked at various marketing positions over the last decade. While operating her marketing strategy company, Market Me Strategies, she quickly identified that wellness professionals were some of her favorite clients. Tammy's own health experiences, as well as a passion for connecting others, made the idea of launching Healthy Lifestyle Network a no-brainer. Partnering with local licensed massage therapist and myofascial release therapist, Sheila Wyatt, Tammy set out to create a business development platform that would not only serve local wellness businesses, but also serve as a bridge for the community to discover and take advantage of these sometimes hidden treasures. Healthy Lifestyle Network is a unique platform that offers networking, business development tools, and community engagement opportunities, both virtually and in person. As Healthy Lifestyle Network grows, Tammy remains committed to helping business owners discover the power that comes from like-minded collaboration and passion practically pursued. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Harlan. I appreciate you inviting me to be on.
No, I'm so glad you agreed to be on. Passion practically pursued. That I love that. I'm an English major, so I love the alliteration, but I love that phrase.
Thank
that
you.
That's awesome. Is that one of yours?
Yeah, that's all me. I was
You're good
actually.
At this.
Thank you. Words are my thing.
There you go.
Math is definitely not, but words are my thing. I was revamping my bio for you, and I was trying to capture that thought, and it just kind of flowed out because that is, I think, the difference. A lot of people have passion, but they don't know how to put it into action. And so when you break it down and have those steps and it's practical and you are able to pursue it. So yeah,
exactly. Because passion just randomly pursued can get you in trouble with the law. So yeah, this is good. I want to talk more about passion practically pursued. I want to talk about your experience in marketing and how you got to the HLN, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Network.
But before we get started, you know how this works, and everybody who listens in knows how this works. I have a set of 10 questions that I ask every one of my guests. These were made famous on the show Inside the Actor's Studio by host James Lipton. And these 10 questions are just to give us an opportunity to learn a little bit more about you. So if you're ready, I have 10 questions. So, Tammy,
let's do it.
Question number one, what is your favorite word?
Love. As cliche as that may sound, but I feel like the English language doesn't necessarily do it justice, but that is my favorite word.
Good job. What is your least favorite word?
Moist. And secondly to that, if we're keeping it more business focused, failure.
Moist failure is the absolute worst.
I don't know if it gets worse than that.
I don't think so. What turns you on?
Touch and connection.
Good job. And what turns you off?
Indecision. Nothing irritates me more.
Okay. What sound or noise do you love?
The ocean.
Awesome. What noise or sound do you hate?
That one's a little tougher. I don't know anyone who likes this sound, but like when you accidentally call a number and it's like a fax line or something weird like that, like, and that screech in your ear, like that probably is one of the worst.
I know somebody that has that as their ringtone.
Good gracious. No.
Terrible. What is your favorite curse word?
So I don't cuss a lot, and I was raised that way too, but if I ever do, there's usually something going on, and like the mama bear in me is coming out. So my favorite cuss word is hell, and usually it's hail no.
Hail no.
Hail no.
So, good job. Yeah. All right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
You know, am very fortunate that I was always raised that I could do anything I wanted to, you know, just if you wanted to do it, put your mind to it and go do it. So there's so many things that I'd like to try, but one of the most recent things is learning more about myofascial release with Sheila and experiencing that and feeling that lasting transformation and difference in my own healing. I would definitely pursue that, which it fills all my boxes too. Like it's a mind body connection, but it's also touch. And yeah, so I think I would go back and try to do that.
Nice. Very cool. What profession would you not like to do?
Nothing in the medical field, like blood and guts is not my thing, which is funny because I have been a caregiver and caretaker and have done a lot more nursing than I ever meant to do, but I still would not volunteer to do that.
not by choice. Exactly.
Right.
All right. And then finally, Tammy, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I didn't give up on you. Good job.
Awesome. Love it. All right. Well, we're going to come back and talk about not moist failures. We'll leave that one off the list. But I definitely want to talk about, like I said, your background in marketing, how you got to HLN, and where you find your courage. Because I think there's a story back there. So I want to find out what that is. All right. So we will be back with Tammy Lanier right after this. So stick with me.
Imagine having a trusted group of CEOs at your disposal. Imagine having your very own peer advisory team who could work you through the problems and questions in your business before you had to make those difficult decisions. Imagine you had a group of advisors that had your back and met for the sole purpose of making you successful in your business. What would you be able to accomplish then? Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. You can have that and more when you join my Business Success Mastermind Group. Join my Business Success Mastermind Group today. Learn more at ib4e-coaching.com/mastermind.
And through the magic of television, we are back, Tammy Lanier. So tell me about your background. How did you get into marketing? Did you always know you wanted to kind of get into marketing? Did you accidentally get into marketing? Tell me about that.
It was accidental in some ways, but in others, it just kind of makes sense. So growing up, my mom always said I should sell something. And my dad was always entrepreneurially minded and read a lot of sales books and marketing books. And so that was often dinner discussion. And so it taught me how to think critically and outside the box. And so I kind of was raised that way. But growing up, I thought I was going to work for an attorney or potentially be an attorney. And I actually have my degree as a paralegal and
really?
Worked with an attorney for several years. And he realized that I was good with people and I was good with marketing. And I kind of had this concept of what a marketing plan should look like and what it could be and how to put the people element and the connections and relationships at the center of it. And so the attorney I worked for let me develop his marketing plan and it worked. And I realized I was really good at it. And then from then on, I've been in marketing roles ever since.
Awesome. So that kind of launched your career. Where'd you go from there, from the lawyer firm?
I went to a hospice company actually, and was a marketing rep for them. So that meant that I had to develop relationships with the physicians and get referrals. It also meant that I was the first one who would go out and speak to the families and help them navigate the process. So it was a very rewarding and, it taught me a lot. It especially taught me how to position yourself when there's 100 people who do exactly what you do. You're trying to build relationships with people who are annoyed that you're walking in their front door, right? So how do you overcome those obstacles? How do you differentiate yourself? And it was really a boots on the ground kind of approach, and I think rounded me out in my skill set in a whole nother way.
Nice. That had to be tough, the working with families like that, caregivers
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, so I alluded in my bio to my own health journey, and hospice nearly killed me.
Wow.
I have a big heart, and I connect with people. I kind of knowingly, I've chosen not to change this about myself, but I care about people too much and don't have a lot of buffer around that. So being that frontline person with the families, and I treated everyone like they were my family. Yeah. And I wouldn't treat anybody any differently. Like, I'm not going to change that, but it definitely did take a toll on me. And there was an emotional strain that I was young and didn't recognize that turned into a physical strain. And it forced me to reevaluate my priorities and my life and my health and what I needed to do to pursue my own mental and physical health.
Wow. Yeah, I am far too empathetic. I can't deal with people that are sick. I feel like I'm catching the symptoms, you know, I don't think I could do that. So after hospice, you went back into straight marketing. Is that when you went over to Market Me?
No, I had a brief stint with another agency. I'm very grateful that they allowed me kind of that stepping stone. I had been praying because I was recovering from my illness. I realized I couldn't go back to hospice, but I had no idea what I wanted to do next or where I would end up next. And I didn't really have the wherewithal to go job hunting, right? Yeah. And so I was doing a lot of praying about specifics, like, I only want to work this amount of time, this is what I want to make, and whatever it is, please have it fall in my lap, because I can't go chase it right now. And it did. This friend asked me, you know, if I wanted to go for a walk, and I told her what had been going on with me. She had kind of wanted to work with me in the past, and she had an agency, and I thought, well, this is great. And she offered me, without me asking, exactly what I had been praying for. And so for that, I am always tremendously grateful. But yeah, it's one of those experiences where on paper things look right, but then you get in the weeds of it and you realize maybe this isn't quite what I thought it was. And so I tell people, that's the only role I think I've ever failed at. Hmm. And even then, I think I learned so much about myself and even marketing and how I wanted to do things, that it still was a tremendous learning experience. Hmm. But yeah, so we had a mutual kind of very amicable parting of ways. And I went to a friend of mine, a mentor, that afternoon, and I went to her and crying, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. But in the months prior, I had kind of been, my creative juices were starting to come back, and I had started keeping a journal of if I would do this on my own, if it were my agency, what would I do? And I ended up kind of writing a business model and didn't even realize it. But yeah, I went to that friend and I told her what happened, and I was like, you know, what do I do next? And she sat me down, and it was one of the best mentoring moments I think I've experienced. And she sat me at her dining room table, and she said, I want you to make a list of everything that you know, like everything that you're confident in, right? Mm-hmm. And so I did, and my head popped up, and it was in the same journal that I had been writing all these business ideas. And I said, that's when I had the name come to me, and it was a light bulb, which my previous logo had a light bulb in it. And it was Market Me, because people all the time would interact with me and say, oh, I need you to market me, because I'd spout off some idea or something. Yep. And yeah, so that's how that was born. And so I went to the previous employer and let her know what I was thinking about doing first. And it was similar vein, but different direction. And, you know, so she knew what was happening. And then, yeah, that's how Market Me was born.
That is awesome. And I think that's about the time that we met, right? It was, you were just starting Market Me, and it was through SABA, the South Atlanta Business Association.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is how we met.
That is very cool. So you're Market Me, good clients?
Very good clients. Yeah. Yes. You're one of my favorites. Oh,
yeah. I was one of the pain in the butts. I did not want to listen. I did not want to agree with you that what you're saying was 100% correct. It's like, I know better than you, and I fought you on almost everything. But and I'm declaring that publicly now. I fought you, and I shouldn't have. I should have just gone with you because you are 100% correct. Do you remember? You were telling me about
I do remember. Yes. I do remember. But I also know, and one of the beautiful things that I learned doing marketing and working with multiple clients is you can't force someone in that growth process. So you can see where someone should go and the potential for them there. But if they can't realize it for themselves, there's no amount of dreaming, you know, they have to walk that line themselves. So you got there and in your own time and in your own process, right? So, yeah. So that's all that matters.
But there's those light bulb moments where you go, oh, that's what she was saying. Now it makes so much sense. Yes.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
So tell me about some of your clients at MarketMe.
Yeah. So I specialized in the small business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. I really wanted to help those startup businesses to save themselves some heartache and grief by laying some foundation plans and marketing goals and processes on the front end so that they would be able to spend marketing dollars smartly, if that's a word, on moving forward as they grow their business. So MarketMe Strategies was really just that. It was me helping people realize, verbalize, understand their big goals and big vision for their business. You know, where do you want to be in 5 years? And let's break that down and then come up with an action plan of across the marketing board of all the things that you could spend money on and do, what is it that you actually need to do and what baby steps do we need to take so that in 5 years you're in that place? I think oftentimes business owners make the mistake of what's right in front of them, mm-hmm. and they're hoping it leads to where they want to go because that's where they intend to go. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just need a little bit of help kind of working backwards from that.
Sure. Or they see something that may be working for someone else and think that's what I must do, but not necessarily, right? There's a lot of different things that they could do. Did you specialize in print marketing or online or?
So I had a philosophy. I had four principles of effective marketing that I kind of developed, which is nothing earth shattering. I pulled it from a lot of different, places and books and things that I had learned and training and on the job experience too. And then I help people walk through the four areas of marketing. So I divided up anything that you could do that was marketing related as internal, external, print, and internet. So we tried to cover the bases. And from that, I called it a master plan. So we would discuss, all right, what internal processes do we need to put in place that are customer service related, are, you know, touch points, referral partners, things like that you need to think about from introspectively. And then what are externally, you know, what networking groups do you need to be a part of? What business development opportunities do you need to hold for yourself? What does that look like? And then we would talk about, okay, if you're going to do based on, you know, your internal and external goals, what kind of print collateral do you need? Are we going to print, advertise about this event or that event or about your services in general? And then on the digital sphere, you know, what's your website look like? Is it saying the right things? What social media platforms do you need to be on? What does the plan need to be for those? So we tried to cover the gamut.
Okay. And did you have a team that you work with or did you do all this yourself?
No, it was just me, which was a great learning experience too. So that was another both beautiful thing and a challenge because the cool thing is no one was in my way, right? And I love being creative and I love feeding off of other people and hearing their challenges and coming up with solutions. Like, I love being a problem solver. So it was a lot of fun that way. The disconnect could sometimes be with the execution. I did not have the capacity to do all the things for you. So I could outline everything. And then once I handed it off to the client, it was really up to them to make it happen, to make it work. So one of my very first clients, I think she was the second person who ever signed a contract with me. She came to me and started her business with me from scratch. I mean, we talked logo design, everything. Like, before she left her existing place, she was in contact with me because she was leaving and starting her own business. That's how it started. And I worked with her for her first year and gave her a master plan and an action plan. And she did all the things. And she, as a solopreneur, she's an acupuncturist. She's practicing and running the business, right? And she closed out her first year with six figures.
Wow.
And it was just from, and it wasn't because she spent a whole bunch of money on advertising or things that can be costly, marketing dollars. It was because she showed up in the right places and did the right things and leveraged the tools that she had, and it worked, and it continues to work year over year, which was another thing that I really enjoyed about what I was doing, is trying to help people come up with sustainable plans. Sure. That they could come back to, and they didn't need to completely rebuild year after year. They could make tweaks and grow.
Nice. Good job. And so are you still Market Me?
I am not. So during the Market Me process, I realized that like the acupuncturist, health and wellness people were my people. I clicked with them. They were a lot of fun to work with. I enjoyed helping people who were often introverted feel comfortable about talking about themselves and develop marketing plans that would help them attract the right kind of clients for them. So that's, in the middle of that is kind of how HLN came to be. And working with Sheila, my partner, I realized how much better I was with a partner. She and I worked beautifully together, and I was really feeling that lonely island entrepreneurial anxiety that you get when you're out there on your own. And then COVID happened, and I'm working with super, super small business. And a lot of them are hands-on and weren't able to operate. And so I found myself, like many people, in a need to pivot. I needed to make a change. And I was weary of being by myself on that journey. And I am very, very fortunate that I have a great network of professionals and friends and professionals that I call friends. And Darren Flanagan, of Launch and Go, he actually put me in contact with Joe Domaleski at Country Fried Creative and said, you know, Joe's coming in out of the office a couple times and mentioned that, you know, they kind of need someone who's good with big picture ideas. You know, why don't I introduce you? And I had heard of Joe, but our paths had never quite crossed. We had kind of mutual friends, but anyway, so Darren connected us and we talked, and Joe offered me a position because they did need someone who was able to think strategically and high level and holistically too, see the clients as a whole and come up with those plans. And so that happened late last summer, and it has been a beautiful, beautiful transition. I was super anxious about working for someone again, since I have been an entrepreneur for several years now and on my own. And I was like, how am I going to handle, you know, accounting to someone again? And how am I going to fit with a team? But Joe is an awesome person to work with. Our personalities work well together. And I'm in, I feel like I'm just in the perfect position. I get to do what I was already doing, what I'm great at doing. And I've got an awesome team that I genuinely enjoy working with, who are creative, and they have, they fill all the gaps that I have. Right. And so it helps all of my ideas come to fruition, and the client just gets to see the beautiful results. And I am in the fun spot of getting to imagine all of this stuff and watch everybody do their magic. Nice. And all the things that I'm not great at, they are. And it has really been a lot of fun, and has been a very smooth transition, I'd say. And I'm really enjoying that role.
Awesome. Yeah. I worked for a company for a while, and we were putting together a kind of a multimedia division, and just sitting in the room with these, and I was a guy sitting there with my feet up, coming up with these different crazy ideas. The guy sitting across from me was drawing logos. He was drawing cartoons, everything to kind of exactly what I was thinking in my mind. He just was able to pull it out and put it together. And working in that kind of community is just amazing. That's awesome. So I've seen some of the pictures you posted on Facebook of some of your clients, some of the things you got to do. You're up in a bucket truck, I think, in one of those. What was that? How was that your marketing, or is that getting more information about the company?
Yeah. So, that's one of our clients, Sagon Trucks. They're in Jonesboro, and they sell and do maintenance on and fix up bucket trucks and ladder trucks and garbage trucks and all those big things. And so I went out there. So part of my role is developing and deepening the relationships that we have with our clients. And it's in addition to coming up with strategies and stuff for them. And I feel like in order to come up with a good strategy, you need to get a sense of the personality of the business. I all the time, you know, as MarketMe, even still, I talk about branding being the personality of your business. What's it like to do business with you? What's the experience? What's the vibe? And so you can do a lot of that through Zoom. Sure, you can meet with the owner and you can ask the right questions. But with something like that, it's a whole different thing to get to see them in their space. And so I actually was out there to do some interviews, take some pictures, get some more behind the scenes footage that we could then repurpose in their social media. 'Cause this goes for anybody, but especially men doing their day-to-day job, they're not going to think, let me take a selfie for social media about this. You know, that's not where their headspace is. So, I try to go out there every few months and get that kind of raw, organic footage that people like to engage with. And as a perk for doing that, they were like, oh, do you want to get up in the bucket truck? And I was like, sure, why not? So yeah, I'm actually terrified of heights. So, but it was a fun opportunity, and I'm glad I got to do it.
That is awesome. All right. So bring us up to the Healthy Lifestyle Network.
Yeah. So I mentioned that I love working with health and wellness people. And then Sheila Wyatt reached out to me while I was wearing my MarketMe hat. She was kind of going in a different direction with her myofascial business, and she wanted to run some ideas by me. And so she offered to barter. She would do a session and run her ideas. And I'm like, any day, you can put your hands on me any day. So we did that, and she expressed that she was a little frustrated with local networking options. You know, there's lots of different networking groups here in town. But for health and wellness, you know, she's sitting across from a mortgage broker, a real estate person, an insurance guy, and they don't really understand what you're trying to accomplish. And she's like, right, I really wish there was a place for like-minded wellness professionals. And I told her, I was like, well, those are totally my people, you know, thinking I would use this to, you know, potentially get more clients of my own. Mm-hmm. I was like, if you want, I'll help you build the space. Like, let's do this together. And we dove in 100% all in. Like, so it's funny because people meet us and they sense our energy together and they're like, oh, you guys must have been friends forever. This business has forged our friendship. Nice. We were acquaintances before and we just had a lot of trust for each other. And it's a fluke, but it is awesome. It has been one of the best friendships and partnerships I could have asked for. So I created kind of the business model outline, and really it is designed to be a marketing platform for these wellness businesses. We wanted them to be able to step in and there would be enough framework of opportunities and exposure that they would be able to immediately up-level their business. And that included having, you know, other like-minded professionals, of course, to build referral relationships and collaborate with. It included building a Facebook audience and a group to help bridge that gap with the community. It included different events that we would have throughout the year that would be community facing. It included business development events where it would serve as both networking opportunities and further their tools to do their business. So that's really where the idea came from. And as far as networking groups go, I don't know a lot. I feel like they're one or the other as far as they're either focused on community outreach or they're focused on B2B. Mm-hmm. And so this was a little bit unique in that we were trying to do both at the same time. We're trying to be a hub and a resource and a central location for our community to find out what beautiful, I keep saying beautiful a lot, what awesome resources are here that maybe they didn't even know about. And then and help those solopreneurs who are, you know, trying to do it all themselves, make their marketing efforts and their networking time and all of that count.
Nice. So what are some of the businesses you guys have in the network?
Yeah, we have everything from physicians, functional medicine, physical therapy, Pilates, counseling. I mean, really the gamut. And that's really our goal. We want as much variety as possible, though we do steer clear of the spiritual wellness side of things. But other
let them
than
that, fend for themselves. Let
yeah,
them fend for themselves.
there's enough resources for that. Sure. But yeah, we want variety. We want, and we even want variety within the same industry, because we want the community to be able to find the professional that they click with. Okay. So everybody has a different reason they do what they do. They have a different approach. They have a different specialty of client that they like to work with. And so it really doesn't matter if you've got three chiropractors, you know, if they all have a unique feel and approach. And so we want both professionally, you click with some professionals and others you don't. And it's not that one's good, bad, or, you know, ugly. It's just who you click with. And so in my head, what I envision is these teams of professionals who share their clients, because if I like you, I'm going to like the person that you tell me you like more than likely, you know? Yeah. So being able to kind of simplify that process for community members, that if you've got one point of entry and they're a part of HLN and they have done their job connecting with the other professionals as part of HLN, now you instantly have quality referrals to people that are pre-vetted and probably are going to fit your personality type too.
Nice. So you have a brick and mortar location, right?
Yes.
You have different offices leased out or rented out to these different services?
Yes. So we have one location that is the HLN Center, and that is in Governor's Square in Peachtree City. And we have about 10 practitioners now. I've lost count, but we are full. And they all have private offices. The office space itself is kind of like a horseshoe. Mm-hmm. And so there's multiple practitioners within the office. And then we have a really large community room that's in the center. And it's got hard flooring. And so pre-COVID, we would have regular yoga classes and fitness classes, but it's also, we've got tables and chairs to pull out for workshops and lunch and learns and things like that. So all of our events are hosted there. Our nice. Members are able to rent the space and use it for their events. And now it's open to the community to rent as well if they'd like.
Nice. And you're doing the outdoor theater too, the drive-in movies.
Yeah. So, awesome. I treat each challenge as an opportunity. And so COVID was a tremendous challenge. Sure. And we had a few fails starts last year. So when we thought initially that this was going to be 2 weeks where we all hibernated and came out stronger, fitter, thinner, yeah. and learned a new hobby and, you know, also baked sourdough bread. Yes. I went to Sheila and I was like, okay, what if we came up with this virtual program? And so we tried to launch an online group called Tools to Thrive. Bless her heart, we had about a dozen of our professional members who volunteered to do live videos once a month doing various things. We had holistic doctors, we had workouts, we had nutrition. I mean, we tried to cover all the bases for a holistic wellness experience. And you could watch the live video or you could watch the recording and it was going to be like the subscription thing. Well, it kind of fell flat because one, it was like herding cats. It was just a lot of moving pieces. And two, everybody was still in shell shock, right? Yeah. And they weren't ready to transform. No matter how much social media was telling you that was what you were supposed to do, right. Everybody was still kind of in panic mode and just trying to close tight and hang on. And so that kind of fell flat. And so normally we would do vendor fairs and big events like that. And so the next idea was during the summer, we decided, well, we can't do a major event, but what if we had people come and stay outside? And so that's how the drive-in movie started. You could stay in your car, or you could bring a chair and stay socially distanced. We had food trucks that came out. We had popsicles and live music and tried to make it a fun opportunity for the community and, nice. And keep our end of the bargain, I guess, on that sense. And then I'm still trying to create opportunity for our professionals. We had several people who sponsored us and helped us put that event together. So we're looking at what that might look like this year. We're revisiting it for sure, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fun. But, so the pandemic, we don't know when this is ever going to end, right? We know we're getting closer with the vaccines and everything like that. And the businesses you have in the Healthy Lifestyle Network, aren't things, you know, I can't get a myofascial massage over Zoom, right? You have to be in close proximity to people. How bad did that hurt you guys? And when do you think you will get back to live sessions, or are you back to live sessions?
Yeah. So we as HLN are in the umbrella / stage that all of our other professionals stand on. So they all have their own businesses and their own feelings and business models. And so some of them are not seeing people yet. And then most of them are back to whatever version of normal you'd like to say this is. Yeah. So, because they don't have the luxury of just waiting. They're still entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and still believe in what they do. And then truthfully, our community can't afford for the entire healthcare, system to close its doors, right? Beyond Western medicine. Like, you've got to be able to find access to resources that are going to help you stay healthy and improve your quality of life, not just wait to get sick and then treat it. And so most everyone at the center is operating and seeing clients. And, you know, everyone has their own policies on how many they'll see or how often or masks and all of that good stuff. So yeah, we have, you know, we've lost as far as the network as a whole, we lost some members because they decided to go a different route. And and we're last year, I'll be honest, we didn't focus too much on professional member attrition because we didn't know what we were dealing with, right? We didn't know how to market this or tell people to have confidence in us because we were still trying to wade through it like everybody else. And this year we've got our feet under ourselves again, and we're working with what we've got. And I think other business owners too are in the mindset of, you know, we can't wait forever. Life has to go on in some capacity. And so we're seeing that pick up again, and we've got more professionals talking to us and trying to get engaged. And then the professionals that we have that have believed in our vision are coming back out and getting more engaged. This year, all of our events are hybrid. So they are in person if you feel like coming to the center, and they're also on Zoom at the same time. Nice. So regardless of how you feel about things, you can take advantage of the opportunities.
Nice. Very cool. Passion practically pursued. Right. I love it. So you talked about your dad was an entrepreneur. Is that where you got your entrepreneurial courage?
Yeah, I definitely think it started there. Like I said, I'm very fortunate that both of my parents always encouraged me that I could do anything that I wanted to. And I'm also very fortunate that both of my parents put me to work. And I got to do... I've had so many work experiences that for my age is probably disproportionate, you know, but I got to try so many different things. You know, my dad would take me in the truck with him. He was in construction. And so I would go ride on jobs with him. I'd clean up, you know, after construction stuff. And I would... I've helped chalk lines. I've helped paint. I actually love to paint. I have grouted tile. I've done zoning projects and presentations. You know, I've done office work with my mom. And so I really was exposed to a lot. I love to cook. So when I was in college, I actually was working at a hair salon as a shampoo girl, which was a fun job. And I saw an opportunity there, and I was like, you know, I like to bake. All these ladies here are here for a pampering day. I bet they would buy treats. And so I had Tammy's treats for a while and would bake and sell the goods at the salon, and people would place orders with me and all that. And that gave me spending money to go to Ireland. Nice. So yeah, I think between just experiences and the encouragement that, you know, you can do it. Sure. I have always felt like I could.
That's awesome. So what type of courage do you think is most important for an entrepreneur? Somebody starting off like you were, what kind of courage do you think is most important?
You know, I think the most important courage, whether is the courage to fall down and get back up or to be wrong. I think, you know, starting a business and really life is not a straight line. It's messy. And, you know, I knew from the book perspective what it would take to have a business. I knew from my own perspective what it would take to market a business. I mean, my goodness, that's what I'm doing. But doing it for yourself is a whole nother experience. You're often too close to it yourself to be able to see it clearly, and then you get bogged down and doing the things that you don't work on the business, which is a juggle for every business owner, right? Is being able to step back. So yeah, I think when something doesn't work, try something else. And that takes a lot of courage, because it also means that you may look like an idiot for a little bit. You know, you're not going to look like you've got it all together all the time, but that's okay too.
Awesome. Some of the articles I was reading that kind of got me on this whole courage to lead kick talked about intellectual courage, talked about moral courage, empathetic courage, emotional courage, as well as physical courage, spiritual courage, and things like that. Is there a certain courage that you think that comes easier for you?
Probably empathetic. I really do try to relate to other people and understand where other people are coming from. I had thought I would pursue previously growing up, I thought I might be interested in psychology and pursue that because I do love diving into people and what makes them tick and all. And I use that kind of thinking when working with marketing plans
too.
So I do think, I think empathetic courage might be because you don't get to where you're going by yourself either. You have to rely on other people to support you and support your journey, whether it be clients or mentors or referrals or whatever. And so, you know, those relationships are always going to be key. Another thing, I don't know if it falls into a specific category, but one of the biggest things that I was taught that has proved to be an invaluable skill is the art of asking questions. Mm-hmm. You know, people, I think, often misunderstand courage and or leadership as having all the answers. And truthfully, it's usually the opposite. You don't have all the answers. You don't necessarily know, but you know how to ask the right questions. And you know that with the right questions, you can get to where you need to go. And the accountability that comes from stepping forward and back to empathetic courage, you as a leader are saying that I'm going to be responsible for everybody that's on my team, right? I'm going to take you under my wing. And if I say we go in this direction, I'm ensuring a measure of safety, for lack of a better term, in this direction. And that definitely takes courage, but it takes letting your team to know that you don't have all the answers and being vulnerable enough to ask the right questions too, and ask questions of them to help you make the right step forward.
Exactly. Yeah. The intellectual courage is letting go of your long held beliefs in the thought that, hey, there's probably better information out there. And it could be your underlings, right? It could be your employees that have the answers that you're searching for. And have that courage to say, I don't know everything. I can't know everything. And I'm open to the idea of you suggesting. So yeah, I think that's huge. Is there a type of courage that is maybe a little more difficult for you?
I would probably say physical courage. Intellectually, I'll go to battle, but physically, I'll stand in the corner. Unless someone, like, I will physically stand up if I feel like someone is picking on an underdog, mm-hmm. I will step in for the underdog every time. But yeah, otherwise, even with myself, like, I would prefer to just sit back and let a bad situation happen and roll over and pick up my own pieces on the flip side and then step up.
Yeah. But to me, courage is about action, right? You can have a courageous thought and sit there. You can feel socially, you know, you have a thought that you would never put in writing because you don't want that to follow you around forever. Morally, oh, that is wrong, but I'm not going to say anything about it. It's not my place to say anything. To me, that's not courage. That's the opposite of courage. And for me, the opposite of courage is cowardice. Do you agree?
Yeah, I could agree with that the next word that comes to mind is denial too.
Okay.
And the idea of burying your head in the sand and it's not really there. And if it's not really there, then I don't have to take action. You know, that whole thing, like we bury ourselves in distractions. We don't like this ugly thing in front of us. And so we turn the other way and we get busy with something else and it justifies somehow this inaction. And really it's because you're afraid of what it takes, or maybe you don't know what the right next step is in that direction. And so you know, to your point, cowardice, you shrink back a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it depends, I think, on the person's motivation, their seat of motivation. So if it, I don't necessarily think inaction is cowardice.
No.
All the time. But if you know the right thing to do and you choose not to, then it is.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you are by far courageous, more courageous than I've ever been. I can tell you that. Just going from one thing, finding your calling in marketing, following that passion to work for someone, then going out independent on your own, and then realizing I am better with other people. And then finding your dream pretty much with the Healthy Lifestyle Network. That is awesome. You are very courageous, very strong. That is cool.
So what's next? Thank you. I appreciate
that. What's next for Tammy? What's next for you? And what's next for the Healthy Lifestyle Network?
Sure. So what's next for me is I am going to, you know, rock and roll with Country Fried Creative and that team and do everything that I can to help them grow and help serve this local community with and help, you know, our businesses grow. I feel as invested here as if it were Market Me, as if it were me. It's still a reflection of me. So sure. I'm excited to have enough room to take that much ownership in it. And then for Healthy Lifestyle Network, you know, we're staying afloat, which is incredible. The vision is still there. We still are attracting and have wonderful professionals. And so the big, huge Monty Python, that as a comedian. But anyway, like, huge goal is I would love to see that we have chapters of the network nice. Across the state, across the country, and that we could create this, you know, insurance companies have network of providers that you have to stay within. Why can't we have a holistic alternative of that? That there is a sure. network of quality professionals who do all kinds of different things. And at the same time, there's also a network of community people who are interested in all of those things. And if I fly to Dallas next week and I want to go get a massage, I'm going to check out who's in the Healthy Lifestyle Network and know that I'm going to get quality service and it's going to be a good experience. So that's the big, huge vision.
That is awesome. I love that. Very, very cool. Well, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they find you? What is your the website address for Healthy Lifestyle Network?
Sure. So healthylifestylenetwork.org. You can email info@healthylifestylenetwork.org. And on Facebook, I'm just Tammy Lanier. And
just don't say it that way.
And then my personal email to reach me directly is tammy@countryfriedcreative.com.
Awesome. Very cool. Tammy, this has been phenomenal. I really enjoyed having you on the show. I'm so glad you said yes. And we will definitely look forward to the growth of Healthy Lifestyle Network. Are you going to go back to showing movies? Are you going to go do the drive-in movies again?
Hopefully. Sheila and I are working out the details of that this week, and it probably will not be weekly like it was last year because it was a lot of work. Sure. But we are thinking about doing a summer series, so nice. We'll get more details about that out soon.
Awesome. That sounds great. I will definitely be there. All right. Thank you so much, Tammy Lanier. And folks, hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, make sure you share it with your family, friends, and colleagues. And stay tuned because there's always a lot more coming. This is Coach Harlan saying so long for now.